a question out there, and you know, for a lot of folks, as they sent their kids back to school, there were debates. Took the governor weighing in at one point regarding masks in school. Joining us right now, the president of WirePoint's Ted Dabrowski is with us. And Ted, you guys actually took a look at this. And you know what? I mean, there is some data out there. And I think it's important that we deal in the world of facts. First off, good morning to you. And what have we learned about masks in schools?
No, good morning. And thanks for having me on. Well, you know, it's so confusing, right? Because there's so much data going around. There's a lot of hyperbole. There's a lot of fear. You know, and rightfully so. We're talking about our kids. I have four of them, so you know, I get it. But it's important to get the data right because you know people are forgetting to use the data to make decisions. And so, you know, we looked at the data. We looked at IDPH data, right? This is their own Illinois data or CDC data. We didn't make up any of this data. It's their data. We just presented it. And you know. Yeah, there's reasons to be worried about Delta. There were, you know, more contagious, more cases. But what we found is that, you know, if you look at the trends, nothing worse when it comes to serious illness and deaths happened to our children in Illinois. And so that should give us a lot of relief. And that data should be used to decide what the mask policy should be across the state.
And, well, what does the data show? That so children aren't getting as sick with Delta?
Right. Well, so what we saw is that there was a jump in hospitalizations, never to the point of the peak, you know, earlier in the crisis. So we never got beyond that peak. So it wasn't as bad. So hospitalizations were up, admissions, I should say, not hospitalizations, admissions. But in the end, the hospitalization level for kids overall has been you know lower than at any time, and it stayed in the same range throughout the pandemic. So Delta was really no different when it comes to serious illness and deaths. And the deaths numbers, you know, there's been 27 kids over the year and a half under the age of 20 that have died of COVID. So it's you know, that's a tragic number. But, you know, when you look at things like, you know, accidents and suicides and you know, kids, you know, going to the lake or riding their bikes, far more kids die from those things than from COVID. So, you know, there's the good news in that. Of course, it's still tragic, any death. But, you know, there's a lot of relief that should be had. Our kids have been spared from COVID.
Yeah, I mean, we learned that kind of early on, you know, when there were these the numbers and the deaths and the hospitalizations. It was one of the questions I know that we asked a lot of the medical professionals early on. Are kids uniquely immune to this? How, you know, this is affecting old people. It's affecting, you know, grandma and grandpa. It's affecting our parents. It's not attacking the kids. And that was a great thing. We just weren't sure why. Ted Dabrowski is with us. He's, again, the president of WirePoint. So knowing what the data says, why is, and, you know, we'll throw Pritzker in on this, why are they holding to such a hard line on masks in the face of this evidence?
Yeah, it's important to understand that 33 states in the U.S. don't have a mask mandate in schools, like a universal mask mandate. Most of them are leaving it to the local school districts, the local communities, or you know, pushing it down to the local level and let them decide based on what is the you know the caseload in the district? What are the mitigations in the schools? You know, how many teachers are vaccinated? How many students are vaccinated? And you know they're letting people use that decision, that information, that data to determine what they do. Unfortunately, in Illinois, you know, Governor Pritzker, and this is really ties back to the whole mandate thing. You know, at what point do we continue to let a governor decide everything, one size fits all for the entire state? Mm. No check by the legislature, no local control anymore. You know, we've got to use the data to help us determine that. And you know, when you look at the data in Illinois, we've been fortunate, as I said, you know. We're
well,
worried
maybe
about
you could argue that we're yeah. fortunate because we have a mask mandate, and that's why.
Well, and I think that's a good argument, but here's where it falls apart, is that you've got all kinds of states doing all kinds of different things. We've had, you know, COVID go up in states that have mitigations.
Yeah.
COVID go down in states that don't. It's really confusing, and that's why, you know, at this stage, 20 months into the pandemic, we've got to start letting local things happen. Otherwise, you know, here's what we forget. You know, all these mitigations on kids, you know, keeping them out of school, then they were, you know, at home trying to learn. Now they're continued to be masked. You know, it's really been taxing on them from psychologically, developmentally. It's going to impact their economics at some point. Many kids aren't in school. You know, we have to remember that, you know, if we have to compare the lives lost from COVID for kids versus how many lives are being impacted seriously, both economically and mentally. And, you know, you're talking about 2 million kids in school, so that number is going to be huge. You know, some of them don't get impacted at all. Some of them are really tough and resilient. Others are more sensitive. So we can't ignore the other side of the equation, that masks and these mitigations and these controls really hurt them.
Scary. So, and again, we're talking to Ted Dabrowski. He's the president of WirePoints, about the Delta variant and student mask mandates. I guess one of my concerns looking at this and trying to understand and weigh the pros and cons, because that's, at the end of the day, somebody's got to make a decision, and I get that, you know, and no matter what decision anybody makes, there's a pretty good argument on the other side of it. When schools are being closed down, when students are being sent home, when there's quarantining going on because of an outbreak, how do we factor that damage, that harm in as well? Do you see what I'm saying? Like that is a part of this, is it not?
Oh, you know, I've gone crazy about this over COVID, because, you know, it's very easy to count hospitalizations and deaths from COVID because they're very quantitative. We know what they are. But I've seen very little time spent by the officials, Governor Pritzker and others, to talk about how, you know, how, what kind of impact this is having on people who are losing jobs or not being in this school. You know, what's happening to the CPS kids who are out of school, or, you know, whose parents, you know, it's a mess. Let's put it that way. And people are getting deeply impacted. And think about the 3 and 4 year olds who are wearing masks. They can't see their teachers' expressions. They can't see their peers' expressions. They can't get the social and emotional cues that are so key to growing up. What's going to happen to them? We don't even know what that psychological damage does. You know, I'm walking by friends who are masked, and I don't even recognize them. That's how weird, you know, wearing masks are.
But on the other hand, there are lots of parents who say their kids don't even think twice about it. They've been wearing masks the whole time, and really, it's the adults who have the problem with it, not the kids.
You know, there's a lot of people who can handle, you know, masks all the time. I don't doubt that. There's people who are tough. You know, there's other personalities, and you know them. Each person is different.
Sure.
I'm the type that, you know, I'm very active, I move a lot. They bother me. I wear them, but they bother me. Other people, like my wife, she's fine. She can wear it all day. So I think we can't just, you know, blanket.
The one size fits all argument.
That's right. And remember, I think what we're trying to say is, look, local control. If you have a place like, you know, where I am, I'm fortunate. I know that. New Trier, 90-something percent of teachers are vaccinated. 90-something percent of students are vaccinated.
Wow.
The community is largely vaccinated. That's different than a place like maybe in southern Illinois, that maybe they have a big outbreak.
Right.
Different decision.
Make it more local. It's a hell of an argument,
yeah.
Ted. And I think you got a good one there. I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
He's Ted Dabrowski, the president of WirePoints. Basically, and what he's saying is, a blanket policy.
You can't just mask the problem.
Well, and it doesn't fit for everybody.
Right.
And individual schools, school districts, mm-hmm. and communities are dealing with this very differently.
Yeah. Maybe it's
and
time
are
to
different
leave it
levels
to the local
of risk.
Level. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So why, quote unquote, punish people when their exposure risk is minuscule at best?